That would be an awesome way to go to Destin.
I would like to get down.
How many times could we get pulled over in like a legitimate NASCAR going down 65?
I've been pulled over in South Alabama 2 consecutive years going to Destin for this event.
You going 3 for 3?
Probably. I've already budgeted it in.
He said it's part of the vacation budget.
$200 to the lower Alabama police department.
L.A.?
Do you know the laws there? Like how fast?
The problem is the entire economy of lower Alabama is predicated around getting people pulled over who were trying to drive through the area.
Right,
so they dropped the speed limit from like 55 to 25 to 35 to 40. You never have any clue what the speed limit is.
Yeah.
By the way, hot dogs and hamburgers, while they last here, free. Todd Furman joins us, sets the lines for Caesars Entertainment. What's the over-under on Clay getting a – how would I even ask this question? At what speed will he get clocked?
No, I think you'd probably say over-under. I mean, that would probably be
– Over-under the speed that you get clocked at to end at a preposition.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to be very much because I'm probably not going to get pulled over on the interstate.
If they're changing the speed limits that frequently, the question is how fast he's going over the posted limit at that time. We'll set the over-under at 11.5 miles per hour. So if he's going 37 in the 25, that'll count the same way as it would if he's going 77 in a 65.
That's really fun. We'll keep up with this. Todd, that's great, man. 11.5.
I'll be honest. After they pull me over in lower Alabama, I'll come back and confess exactly what speed I was going.
That is definitely
come Tuesday.
A scenario, Todd, and this is Clay's idea, and he deserves all the credit in the world for this idea, that you need to, if you get a ticket, you need to be able to have the option to swipe your card.
Yes.
Oh, I think it'd be a lot easier there if you could just sit there, swipe your card, and be all set and ready to go.
I had to get a money order.
Transport and everything else. You don't have to go back to Alabama to fight the tickets.
It was like 1974. I had to get a money order to pay my ticket.
I wouldn't even know how to get a money order.
I had to go to the bank. The only other time I've had to get a money order was to buy my house, like a certified check money order. Mm-hmm. Like you have to give them, at the closing, certified check to verify that the money is in your account.
Yeah.
I had to do that in Alabama to pay a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Well, they have different forms of paying the credit
card. My own speeding story, I think I was caught going 91 when I was 18, driving in the state of New Hampshire when I was living in Vermont playing hockey at that point. I actually had to drive back to the state, pay my ticket. They gave me 4 hours to leave the state before my license was going to be suspended. I think to this day, I'm still not technically allowed to drive in New Hampshire. Thankfully, it's on the East Coast and not somewhere that I go through on a regular basis now.
Do they have a speed limit, Todd, like in the deserts of Nevada?
People get pulled over there all the time coming from L.A., right? That's one of the biggest speed traps in the country.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of stuff on 15 during that on that thoroughfare between Vegas and L.A., but as you get further north and you head north of Las Vegas, speed limits will get up to 70, 75. And then as you get into central Utah, speed limits will even approach 80 miles an hour up there, where you'll end up counting, more boulders on the side of the road than you'll pass people.
I think the speed limit should be 80.
I think it should be whatever you want to drive.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
Like the Autobahn.
But what I would like, though, make sure the people are driving not slow in the fast lane.
Yes, and it is Memorial Day
that
weekend.
Is,
I want cops
irritating.
Getting pulled over in for going slow in the left lane.
Yeah, I saw a policeman behind a car going slow, and I'm like, why don't they pull them over after they see me go past them, get over, and go back in front of them? I'm like, well, why don't they just pull that car over?
All right, Todd.
They do post minimum speed limits for some of these guys. The question becomes, when do you pull people over for going too far under the limit? Obviously, for Clay, who now wants to be the czar of speeding tickets as well, we'll have to have a new set of laws put into place after the holiday week.
100%. All right, new set of laws. This is actually kind of fascinating. The state of New Jersey has basically announced that they are going to challenge the federal regulation about whether or not you should be able to have a sports book. Right now, Vegas is really the only place with an all-around sports book in the country. What do you think? I mean, the talk has always been that Vegas is protected and all these things. But obviously, tons of people are betting outside of the realm of legal betting. This is pretty fascinating, right, from just a public policy perspective?
No doubt about it. Governor Christie's stance on this whole thing, his willingness, at least publicly now, to go against the federal government, saying that they're going to push for single-game wagering in the state of New Jersey, would be huge for the industry. Now, all that being said, we have to look back at last year. Delaware was real close to getting it off the ground before the NFL stepped in about a week or 2 weeks before the season started, and they had to revert back to a parlay system, similar to what a lot of the provincial governments in Canada have. If I'm setting odds on the legalization of sports gambling in New Jersey, I'm saying it is an extreme long shot that it'll happen there. I'll actually make any of the provinces in Canada up probably about a minus 2,000 favorite to happen there first before it happens in New Jersey.
What do you think in general? That, and by the way, people who are interested, there was some talk that the NFL might exert some pressure because the Super Bowl in 2014 is going to be outdoors in New York. People forget that the Giants and the Jets both play in New Jersey right now. That's where the Super Bowl would be. The NFL said they're not really going to get involved. They think it's a New Jersey state issue. In fact, Senator Bill Bradley from New Jersey actually sponsored the legislation in 1992 that prohibited all other states from getting into online into sports gaming. How big of a story do you think this will become? Do you get a lot of questions about that, about why Las Vegas is unique working in a sports book from people who are interested in betting on sports?
We definitely get a bunch of questions, and a lot of it are laws that were written long before I was ever involved in the industry. And it's interesting, too, though, that if you look at what the NCAA allows, we actually can't have NCAA-sponsored activities here in the state because they don't want to recognize any of their championships taking place here. So when you look at the Las Vegas Bowl that's sponsored by Mako annually, that's not an NCAA-sanctioned event, nor is the Mountain West Conference Tournament, which has been at the Thomas and Mack for years, along with the WAC, soon to be Pac-12 that'll be here, and now the West Coast Conference as well. So it's awfully interesting that we haven't had an NCAA regional, and I think the NFL is going to exert some pressure. If you look at what some of the legislation said before, they were vehemently opposed to the state of New Jersey being able to book any Jets or Giants games. Obviously, if that's the case, that's going to cut down on a huge amount of NFL betting handle on a weekly basis.
Todd Furman, our guy at Caesars Entertainment in Vegas, sets the lines out there. Very, very powerful man. You need to know him. You can on Twitter, at Todd Furman.
Well, Todd, we got a couple games this weekend. First, we'll just start on the NBA with the Celtics versus Philly. What are the odds there that the Celtics come through in a game seven? They had a lot of rest. Typically, the big three with a lot of rest wins. So I was wondering what the odds makers are saying.
Celtics are actually a 5.5-point favorite right now, Blaine. The money line on that game, you'd have to put up $2.50 to make a dollar coming back. There has been some money throughout the market coming in on the under. As a total opened at 171, it's been bet down to 170. The more interesting thing to look at here is what the price would be for the Heat against the Celtics. You're probably looking at Miami at almost a 1-5 favorite in terms of the Eastern Conference Finals if they played the Celtics, a little higher if they were to meet the 76ers.
In how many games?
Talking for the seven-game series, the line you'd most likely see would be Miami minus 1.5 games on the series handicap, and the juice probably closer to about $1.50 to take back a dollar. In the Western Conference Finals, the Spurs have been bet up from their opening number of minus 160 out to minus $2 at this point, and we have seen some money from the professionals come in on San Antonio on the opener, taking that number from minus 5 for game one out to minus 5.5.
Well, I don't think I've ever asked about, I don't know if we have, about, car racing. And so I'm wondering who's favored with the Coca-Cola 600.
Coca-Cola 600, it's Jimmy Johnson's race to lose. You look at the super speedways and the way he's performed. Some of the odds will get adjusted based on what we see out of qualifying and everything else. But it's always going to be the big names. When you're looking at NASCAR, the one name that you'll never get true odds on, similar to the Cubs in Major League Baseball futures, is going to be Dale Jr. He's always priced down, just because he gets so much action from the casual better.
Todd, NFL win totals. Let me ask you, Titans over-under number of wins this year?
Titans win totals, we actually haven't put up our win totals yet, but looking at what the rest of the market said, I tend to agree with a number right around 8. I know when I was out in Nashville talking to you guys, we had seen the offshores hang 8.5, and then you look at that daunting schedule, throwing the fact that Peyton Manning wasn't able to end up in Nashville. I think this team looks like a 500 football team, at least right now, especially in a division that they probably can have pretty good success against the likes of Jacksonville and Indianapolis. I believe the Texans' clear-cut favorite, which they should be, but it's anyone's guess who finishes second behind them.
Todd, have you read 50 Shades of Grey yet?
I have not, but I did get a little nervous when Clay was tweeting out pictures as a gift from your intern. I thought that was going to be the main topic of discussion. So when you guys veered into speeding tickets en route to Destin, it made me feel a lot better about the topics for today.
I'm going to be out there for a bachelor party. I have to text you about this at the end of July. When do you guys expect to set? Because I'm going to bet. I'm going to tell everybody what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the 3HL Cruise poll on what I should bet on over-unders. When will you guys officially be posting your over-unders?
For the college win totals you're referring to, Clay?
Yeah, college and the NFL as well. I'll probably bet on both, but mostly college.
NFL will probably have out in the next couple of weeks. I know there were some discussions. We were a little surprised that some of our competition put the numbers out so early, and I have to tip my hat to them for being aggressive. college football numbers, they should be right around that time frame, probably the middle of July, so they may have settled in a little bit before you come out for the bachelor party. And I'm sure all the 3HL listeners, though, may want me to follow you around, take some pictures, and show exactly what a Clay Travis does in a typical weekend.
Yeah, that'll be good. Good stuff, Todd. We appreciate it. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the holiday. Be safe, and enjoy all the games this weekend.